The fine art of common sense. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Best bumper music in the business. I'm a little cream for you. I feel free. Eric Clapton at his finest, I'd say that. Here's something, I want to go through this with you, because this, for anybody who wants to have this discussion with you, anybody who says, well, you know, James Comey, look what he said, and so what? Cheryl Atkinson did a masterful job in an article over the weekend outlining the reasons that Donald Trump was right. In the headline of the article, facts continue supporting Trump's decision to fire James Comey. The facts continue supporting Trump's decision to fire James Comey. Number one, Comey testified that it gave him a queasy feeling when then-Attorney General Loretta Lynch directed him to publicly refer to the Hillary Clinton classified email investigation as a matter. Yet, he did so and raised no objections. Comey's FBI, including his general counsel, allegedly responsible for multiple leaks to the press with the apparent goal of politically helping Clinton and harming Trump. On the other hand, the FBI kept a closely held secret of any information that was favorable to Trump, such as the fact that Comey repeatedly told Trump he wasn't under investigation. Number three, top FBI officials working under Comey conspired to develop an insurance policy in the event Trump were to be elected. One possible implication of that, so writes Cheryl Atkinson, they couldn't afford to have Trump poking around what they've been up to for the last few years. We now know that Comey apparently delayed notifying Congress about the discovery of new Hillary Clinton emails on the personal computer of soon-to-be-convicted sexter Anthony Weiner. Comey demonstrated bias or questionable judgment in selecting the man he trusts to be number two in February 2016, Andrew McCabe. Comey allowed McCabe to be involved in the FBI investigations into the Clinton Foundation and Clinton classified emails, even though McCabe's wife received large sums of money from a Clinton-connected donor, $700,000. Terry McAuliffe was also under investigation at the time by the FBI. The FBI granted top Clinton staff immunity from prosecution, didn't record her interview, drafted an exoneration letter in advance, and ultimately excused Clinton's mishandling of classified information as not being willful, all of which is irrelevant, but there it is. Comey allowed McCabe's involvement in the Clinton-related investigations to continue until the week before the 2016 elections. Only then did McCabe recuse himself, and that's loosely so. McCabe says he told Comey in October of 2016 that he, McCabe, had authorized the leak of sensitive information to the Wall Street Journal shortly before the election. The Department of Justice's Inspector General has since found the leak was to advance McCabe's own interests and in violation of FBI policy. He was fired, terminated, kicked out. Liberals saying, oh, look, it's a political hit job. He broke the law. He lied. It wasn't just a failure to have candor or however that charge read. The fact is he lied repeatedly during investigations by the inspector general, by his own colleagues, by others in the department. After the election, Comey informed President-elect Trump about the lurid allegations against him in the so-called Steele dossier, but admitted in an interview that he withheld from Trump the fact that it was opposition research paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee. He failed to include those salient portions. Would you fail to report? By the way, there's this document going around. It says all these terrible things about you. Its origins are irrelevant. The fact that it came from Hillary Clinton, don't you think that would have some value in the conversation? The answer, of course it would. Cheryl Atkinson, by the way, host of Sinclair's Sunday TV program, Full Measure, put together just fabulously. I think she's terrific, and I think what she did here is terrific. While acknowledging the Steele dossier contains salacious and still-to-be-unverified material, knowing it was produced with the help of a foreign agent, and understanding that it relied on primary sources who were said to be close to Russian President Vladimir Putin, Comey apparently did not open an investigation into this effort to impact the U.S. election and undermine the American president. That was not of interest to him. But apparently Russian collusion of other sorts is apparently paramount to the survival of the Republic. Comey's FBI used the Steele dossier, by the way, to justify wiretaps before and after the election of an American citizen who was a Trump associate without disclosing that the evidence was again political opposition research paid for by Trump's opponent. This appears to be a clear violation of FBI policies. We'll find out if it's a violation of law as we go forward, but somebody's going to pay a price. James Comey could well find himself in jail, and it's not a political hit job. People talk about how Donald Trump is trying to discredit the other side. What I see right now between McCabe and Comey and their friends in the media is an attempt to disqualify and marginalize and discredit the prosecution that's coming. Well, this is a political hit job. It's payback. No, you broke the law. Comey testified that after he was fired from the FBI, he secretly engineered a leak of FBI material to the New York Times for the political goal of prompting appointment of a special counsel to investigate Trump, which worked. Or it was already pre-planned. Now think about that. Why would you think it was not already pre-planned? Rod Rosenstein, Andrew McCabe, James Comey, all thick as thieves. And Comey has also publicly disclosed content of private personal conversations with the president, such as discussions about how he thought Trump's wife would feel about different things. So there you go. Jill Atkinson doing a bang-up job. Again, you can watch her on Sinclair programs, Full Measure, Sundays. Probably the best Sunday program out there currently, in my estimation. It's Monday here on the Steve Gerber Show. At least there's no snow in the forecast for today, or ice for that matter. Some fog and still clean up. A lot of schools still closed as a result of the mess over the weekend. Some places got a foot, foot and a half of snow, and then it got ice on top of that. What a joyous April it is. We'll be right back.